A week or so ago, which in internet time seems more like a year, somebody opined that open podcast would be a good place for a debate. So let's try. I'm the guy, PBC Liberal, who apparently raised Mr. Raised Eyebrow's eyebrow even further, so much further that he's now done two podcasts rereading my letter. Mr. Eyebrow, there is a difference between proof and belief. So when you go off on other people who identify as Christians and want to hold them to a higher standard, that being your standard, you need something a little more substantive than...
Let me tell you what I believe.
You need proof. But when it comes to matters of faith, you're no more likely to find it than the 2,000 years of believers, missionaries, soldiers, pontiffs, and inquisitors who tried to force their beliefs on others through everything from printed tracts to white-hot pokers. All they were able to teach the indigenous peoples was self-loathing and shame. And speaking of 2,000 years, I was amazed to hear your claim that most biblical scholars think the Bible is 8 to 10,000 years old. Of course, the answer you get depends on how you ask the question. I think 2,000 years is a pretty good round number because we really didn't decide what the New and Old Testament canons were until 300 to 400 years A.D., and we know that the writings of Malachi weren't completed until about 433 B.C. because he writes about stuff that was taking place then. I chose a Baptist source for this because you claim you're a Baptist. You can find Between the Testaments by Dr. B.H. Carroll at fbinstitute.com. Dr. Carroll was president of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth. And before you think this is some revisionist theory based on discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls at Qumran, Dr. Carroll died in 1914. Now, if you're referring to the stories in the Old Testament, then you've got a point. They're much, much older. But I don't think you want to go there, because we find those stories in the religious literature of other belief systems, the ones Baptists typically call pagans, and that raises some pretty nasty issues about truth. But then again, that's just my opinion.